Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
On its website, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion chain, not only bills itself as the nation's leading sexual and reproductive health care provider, but also adds, and advocate. It is not a minor or unimportant add-on. Yes, Planned Parenthood is the nation's biggest abortion provider, responsible for about 330,000 abortions a year, more than a quarter of all abortions in the United States. But through its various lobbying and political action groups, Planned Parenthood is also a leading player on the political and legislative fronts, helping to keep the politicians in office who thwart pro-life legislation and keep abortion legal. Today and tomorrow, we'll look at a fawning story written about Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards that appeared in the March 26, 2012 edition of The Nation, called The Genius of Cecile Richards. Written by Karen Mitchell, it tells us a great deal about Planned Parenthood Federation of America's growing political muscle and how it exploits social media. As such, it is a very useful primer into one of the key pro-abortion political actors and a reminder that pro-lifers must also use social media to its maximum potential. Back in 2004, shortly after taking the helm of PPFA, Richards noted that her organization had more members, employees, and staff than the 50-state Democratic parties combined. She bragged, "We have the potential to swing the vote in 2006, 2008, and 2010, and that's a lot of power. The question is, what are we going to do with it? And the answer is, we're going to use it. We're going to marry our current reality as the largest reproductive health care provider in this country with our opportunity to be the largest advocacy organization in the country." It was not an idle promise. Planned Parenthood endorsed John Kerry for president in 2004 and went on to spend $3 to $4 million on political activity. Volunteers in battleground states knocked on doors, made phone calls, and mailed out literature. The group ran ads on television to identify, register, and get sympathetic voters to polls. Nearly 20,000 new voters were registered in Oregon alone. When Kerry lost, they attributed it to the candidate's failure to articulate his position on abortion and family planning well. Fast forward to the next election. Richards, whose previous jobs include serving on the Hill, toned down her language but doubled down on her intentions, saying, "We aim to be the largest kick-butt political organization," and launched the 1 Million Strong campaign to get 1 million pro-choice voters to the polls by phone banking, direct mail, and going door to door. Fast forward again to Mitchell's story. She identifies the pivotal moment in the 2008 campaign as Planned Parenthood's 2007 Summer Policy Conference, at which three of the major Democratic candidates for president showed up to speak. We'll pick up the article at that point. Mitchell notes that in return for its endorsement, only the second presidential endorsement in its history, Planned Parenthood received the favor of conference calls with top administration offices, White House meeting invites, and a promise to veto the budget bill if it defunded Planned Parenthood. When hammering out a compromise for the Catholic bishops on contraceptive coverage this year, the White House placed 3 phone calls, one of them to Cecile Richards. Of course, the compromise was nothing of the sort, which is why Catholic and Protestants and others have filed multiple lawsuits. No wonder that Mitchell identifies Planned Parenthood as a political force on the rise. There are several other things pointed out by Mitchell that bear attention, and we'll examine those tomorrow. In the meantime, I encourage you to visit prolifeperspective.com for resource links, including a link to the full article from The Nation.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.